Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
I stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey everybody, good afternoon and welcome to Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT along with David the Beef Sherliff here, our master producer, and welcome to the nation. You know, Father's Day is tomorrow, actually, and it's a big doings. I guess my wife's actually coming home from Vegas, so I guess it's a big doings. Anyway, and you still haven't gotten anything for dear old dad. Not that I know of in my household, but probably a lot of you people listening out there haven't. Or if you are the father that should be receiving these, maybe you haven't given the proper clues to people about what you want. Okay, well, today on The Nation, we want to welcome back Jason, i.e. Curly Schumacher, from Hometown Hearth and Grills. We're going to be talking about some barbecue grills, some recipes, and some fun on Father's Day, again tomorrow for you and your pops. And, of course, this week our music is from the Possum, George Jones. I miss him. He was always fun. We used to come to Portland quite often and do some singing. Anyway, Curly, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you ready for Father's Day? I know you're a dad.
I am.
Anything special?
Going riding? Yep.
ATVs, motorcycles?
Motorcycles.
Like that. David, or what are you going to do for Father's Day?
Whatever I want.
There you go. I like that. I got the U.S. Open on, and the only thing I really want is a red velvet cake. I'm simple. My wife makes a really good red velvet cake, three layers. That. Anyway, we'll talk about barbecue in a minute, folks, but we're venting about Father's Day right now. And, you know, give me the TV clicker with U.S. Open. Couple of Pepsis, foot up, red velvet cake. I'll even do a little grilling myself, you know, for everybody.
Can't beat it.
No, it's terrific. You watch golf. You golf.
Oh, yeah.
You golf.
Yeah, I love golf.
Yeah. David, you don't golf, do you?
Nope.
That's short answer.
That's
nope.
A hard no.
That's a hard no on that one. Okay. Jason, one of the things I want to talk about before we get into some particulars about things, Eric Gorenson from the Around the House show brought this to my attention a couple weeks ago, and there's been some articles out there in the news about gas tanks, especially the gas tanks where you go and you exchange them. You know, you get a full one, and then you take an empty one back, and for a few dollars you get a full one. You know, you're not keeping the same tank.
They're not actually full. That's where they make their money.
Okay. So what should people be looking for? Because some of those tanks aren't even... I don't want to say, I guess, legal?
Well, they're not up to date.
Tanks
need to be requalified after 12 years of the manufacture date, and then you can requalify. If they're requalified, it's good for 5 years. You can do it every 5 years thereafter as long as the tank's, you know, deemed good and serviceable. A lot of times people trade old tanks in to get a new tank, and they you know, people don't watch them real close, and they get filled up and put back in machines, and you know, people get them, bring them in to refill them. It's like, well, we got to requalify it, and, you know.
So how does let's get off the tracks here for just a second. How does the requalification work? I mean, do you guys do it?
We do it at the shop, yeah.
Okay.
It's $15 a tank. I mean, if you have multiple tanks, we usually cut you a break, you know, help you out.
Sure.
But it's $15 a tank. It's a leak test, a visual inspection of the collar, the welds, any pitting, you got to measure the pitting, and then, you know, make sure that the handle doesn't leak and all that. And then if that's all good, we restamp it with a new number and put you write down the serial number and all that, and yeah, that gets turned in. And
is that a state certification or federal or
federal? Yeah.
Okay.
Both state and federal.
Okay.
So yeah, and then once it's requalified, it's good from 5 years from that date. You basically are dating a month and a year on there.
Okay.
And it's usually up on the collar. You can tell up on the collar on older tanks. They'll have like a 700. That
sure.
Tank, you know, was July of 2000. So, you know, August right. of 2012, it needs to be requalified technically.
So what do you do if they don't qualify?
We have to...
You confiscate them? Or?
Yep. I mean, we're supposed to. Sometimes it's a real fight, and, you know, you know, some people want to take them back. It's like, okay, you can have them if you want, but, you know, we can't fill them. We just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too much trouble, you know, over a tank.
The liability and stuff is right. Huge on that.
Right.
So when people are looking at their own tanks, I mean, before they would even bring them to you, what should they be looking at? As far as safety, if there's something that's suspicious or suspect in the tank?
Just for leaks. If they're, you know, really rusty or bad, a lot of times, you know, some tanks will come off like a trailer or an RV that was up on the tongue. It's been mm-hmm. sitting out in the weather for 12 years uncovered or 15 years. People bring in tanks that they have loved ones that have passed away or, you know, and cleaned out a shop or a shed or something, you know. And if there's any other questions, you can always bring them down to the shop. We'll take a look at them for you.
Yeah. Now, didn't a few years ago they change some dynamics on the tanks?
That was in 98.
That was a few years ago.
Started in 98 statewide, or any state could pick it up. In 2000, feds made it national. It was the OPD law. They changed it. So, you know, tanks, you don't open the valve and gas just spurts out.
Okay.
For safety reasons.
Sure. Now, let's go back to these companies, and we don't want to name names because we get in trouble for that.
There's lots of them out there.
There's lots of them out there.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, you go, you see them at some of the big box stores and the chain stores and stuff, and you show up there, and you pay a fee, give them your credit card, whatever you're doing, and you grab a tank, and it's supposedly full, and you go home. And then the next time you want one, you come in, but you get it at a cheaper price because you've returned the tank.
Right.
And all that. So how are they kind of getting away with using tanks that aren't up to par?
Well, they do recertify them. It's not that they don't. I mean, they go through so many tanks that it's more of a convenience. I think to swap them out, I've even seen it anywhere from like $15 to $18 to swap the tanks out.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you up on the sign it's how many. It goes by weight. Propane rolled is not gallons, it's weight. And it tells you how much weight is in the tank. And it's about 3/4 of the way full. You know, 2/3 full. And
are they charging you for a full tank?
Well, that's $18 for a 2/3 full tank. If you filled up at the shop, I think it's $7.61.
Okay. My math skills can handle that one.
Right.
David's shaking his head. Yeah, I got it.
It's a convenience.
Yeah. Well, and it is. It's a convenience. And especially for people that aren't into grilling. On a full-time basis, you know, and maybe they don't want to keep a full tank around or 3/4 full tank
right,
around,
right.
You know, like that. And, or they've, you know, they might've had one from last October or something sitting in the shop or sitting in the cabinet under the grill and forgot about it, take it back and do that. You know, you just never know, but I'm more of a, like to do it myself. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of people actually steer away from those in the last couple of years because they've realized that, you know, for $7.61, you can get a full tank versus 18 for 2/3 full tank.
Yeah. Yeah. That,
big difference.
It is a big difference.
You still have to stop, whether it's at the store or at our shop.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and if, even if you live in other areas away from your shop, you can go to one of the gas stations or
right, exactly.
Coastal Farms or one of those. They all have propane that you can get.
Right.
And it's safe and clear and still smells bad. And the whole thing.
It still stinks.
It's the whole deal here. Well, we're going to come back with I had some jokes to tell you right then, but I think I'll let that ride.
All right.
Maybe the next segment. We're going to be back in a few minutes more with Curly here and talking about barbecues and propanes. But I wanted to share something with you folks. Tomorrow is Father's Day. My good buddy here, David, is leaving He's found a career change, and we've got a couple more shows to do together, but then he will be off on a new career, and we will miss him a lot. And for those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis and the show prior to ours, a couple of them, Mike Darcy's show, and then Around the House with Eric G. and Handyman Bob. David handles all the boards and the ops and the calls and things on for those shows, too, besides this one. And we're going to miss him around here.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
It's not a problem. It's, you know, trying to make you feel guilty. So for leaving me high and dry in the middle of the desert of the summer in the barbecue show. I think it's time to take a break, don't you? We'll be back on Barbecue Nation right after.
Congratulations.
Then I handed him my key. I cursed the day she bought me that old bird. Squawking, talking, telling everything.
It's full-flavored radio. Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101. Big Betty
Brown and me. Hey, welcome back to the Nation, the Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. George Jones and the Bird. If you've never heard that song, you know, Google it and listen to it, because I really like the part where it says... And you'll probably hear it at the close of this segment where it says, the neighbors could see she was disturbed. That I've seen that in real life, you know. I'd like to give you a couple pieces of information here today. Barbecue Nation at KXL.com is our email, or recipes at KXL.com is our other email. And David, your Facebook deal?
Yep, same thing. Barbecue Nation with JT on Facebook. You can give us recipes and questions there as well, and swing by and give us a like. It helps us out.
Yep, as we are every week at this time, we are begging for likes. Also, like to say hello to a couple of the affiliates down the line, KACI in the Dalles and KPNW in Eugene. We'll be down there this fall doing some of the Ducks games and stuff, so that'll be a good time for all. It is. We've got Jason Curley. You're going to have to tell us again why they call you Curly. But Schumacher from Hometown Hearth and Grills with us today. And we were talking about gas tanks and, you know, some cautionary practices before that. people coming in, like tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll be busy tomorrow or even later this afternoon, people, last-minute gift for Dad. They don't even, you know, maybe it's not a grill. Maybe it's a set of gloves or tongs or spatulas or seasonings, what have you.
It's a big weekend.
It's a big weekend for you guys. I would imagine. Pretend I'm somebody that's coming in for the first time and I'm buying a grill. I haven't really done it before. I want to do a gas grill because I always think that's a good place to start for them, really, in my book, or pellet, but gas grill is probably really the easiest for them to.
It's the easiest to, I mean, it's the quickest and the easiest just to get up there and start cooking. It depends on what they like to do, too.
Sure.
I mean, we ask a lot of questions, qualifying, we call them qualifying questions. What kind of foods they want to do? Do they want to smoke stuff? Is it more for burgers and dogs and steaks? I mean, if it's they're not really getting into it too serious and they just want to cook something quick, burgers, dog steaks, the gas grill's a great way to go.
Burn some chicken.
That's it.
Burn some chicken.
Yeah.
That's kind of an inside joke here in the studio today, but if Derek's listening out there, chewy chicken is not one of my favorites. Anyway, so after you've ascertained that from them, what they're going to do, how do you point out, you know, which grills to use? I mean, is it all price point, or is it ego involved? Maybe they want something a little nicer. They've got a really nice deck. What happens?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I mean, everything all plays into it. I mean, what direction they want to go, what price point they want to spend. I mean, we have grills starting at $400 and go up to 7,000 or more. So
right.
It really depends on what their needs are. And then we divert them in the right area, whether it be charcoal, pellet, or gas.
So for example, people go to Home Depot, Lowe's, one of the big box stores, and they've got grills there. They've got Weber grills there. They've got sometimes Napoleon or whatever there. What's the difference between those grills and the grills you sell?
Well, on the, you know, the couple hundred dollar ones at the box stores, we carry all the replacement parts for those. We don't carry those. Everything we have in our shop has a little bit, not really higher end, but they all have warranties.
Sure.
On the Weber line, we're an alliance dealer for Weber. We carry all their premium grade stuff, and nobody else can. The big box stores can't. They just can't carry it. They don't have. They can't get it. So
right.
That's part of why we're an alliance dealer.
Sure.
We do a lot of stuff with Weber. So.
So the ones, and I'm not trying to talk anybody into anything or out of anything, but the, you'll go see some of the brands, and some of them you haven't never heard of the brands before.
Right.
They're manufactured and fabricated just for that particular big box store, and they may buy 1,000 of them for their stores. But the damage is they don't last very long. They're right. Pretty flimsy.
Everything works. Everything works great when it's brand new. I mean, any grill you buy is going to work really good for the first year or so, year and a half.
Yeah.
At least the first summer when you get it. It's down the road, another year, another 2 years, and how it's going to hold up, how well it lasts. And that's where you get into the replacement parts. But, I mean, it's just we can't carry every grill out there, but we do carry all the replacement parts. So
yeah.
We have more replacement parts than anybody in the Portland metro area.
So how do you explain that to somebody that's coming in? Say you've got a wife and a teenage son coming in, and they're trying to get something for dad. And they know dad's always handled the barbecues before, but he said he needs a new one. But they really don't know much about it. I mean, they've eaten the chicken and the burgers and
right,
stuff,
right.
But they've not paid attention, and that's normal.
The biggest fallback is price point. You say $500, we'll just give it $500 for an X grill that has a 10 to 5 year warranty, or you can buy a $150-$200 barbecue with no warranty. That barbecue, I can already tell you're going to be in our shop in about 2 years, spend another $150-$180 on the replacement parts. So it depends on where you want to spend your. Do you want to spend your money on something good that has a good warranty that's going to last? Or just spend a couple $100 every couple of years and toss them.
Yeah.
A lot of people I've seen, especially in the last couple of years, are starting to come back and say, I'm sick of throwing these away, sick of getting parts, rotten out, let's get a new one.
I made that mistake in my younger days, buying the cheaper ones, and then 2 summers later just having to straight get rid of them.
Chuck it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know that happens. I mean, that does happen. But I've always tried to do things that said, my cooking work or any of my work, it's nothing beats quality. And that just kind of stuck in my head from when I was a kid. And so I think it's imperative that you look at stuff like that.
And not everybody, wants to spend the money. I mean, it's just like anything. I mean, you get what you pay for.
Sure.
But, and there's cases and there's times out there that you're spending $150 and you're going to throw it away in 2 years. You don't care.
Yeah.
So. I mean,
well, maybe
it's
you need
there
a,
for you.
Maybe you need a cheap one for the beach house or
there,
something.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
We're going to go take another break. We're going to come back with the lightning round and some more questions for Curly, Schroeder, Schumacher. There you go.
There you go.
I got to watch while I type on these scripts. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Hey there, I'm Aaron Franklin from Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Barbecue Nation with Casey.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. You ever had any real white lightning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine, we were in Kentucky doing some shows, and he shows up with a gallon of this stuff.
Oh, boy.
And he put it in the bottom of one of the show trunks, and I said, what is that? And I said, is that moonshine? He goes, yeah. He goes, take a pull. And I took just, a little bit, and I could drink. And this stuff just, boom,
Oh, yeah, I get you.
Yeah. You can take paint off, get those bugs off your bumper, give it to your mother-in-law, put her in a comatose state for about 12 years,
It's a cure-all.
It's a cure-all, yeah. So, anyway, okay. So we were talking about when new clients come in and you're doing this. So what is your personal advice as far as cooking to clients when they come in? We're going to leave Derek out of this, sort of. And but they come in and the family wants to get dad a new grill, and maybe they want to actually get the stuff to grill with, you know, make the meal for pops and do all that. What do they do?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I try to tell people is just have fun. There's no right or wrong way to barbecue. There's no right or wrong way to smoke. I mean, you look at barbecue competitions. There's 150 teams. They're all doing ribs. They all come out pretty good, and there's usually 3-4 winners. But you're not going to get a bad rib in the whole joint.
Yeah.
And there's 100 some teams cooking.
Right.
You know? So,
right.
Turkey. You know, you can get 10 people. Ask them how to do a turkey. You're going to get 10 different answers. 10 different woods. I mean, different vessels. Just have fun. People that are really stuck, we have several smoke cookbooks and a couple barbecue cookbooks we have at the shop that I recommend just perusing through, or even any cookbook you have at the house. You can always relay it to a barbecue or a smoke. You just got to match the temperatures.
Right.
So, you know, just have fun. Start out and start slow and get out there and use it and enjoy it.
What equipment would you say first-time grill buyers can't do without, you know, the tongs?
The tongs, spatula, some good rubs, some sauce, you know. Yeah, you got gloves. Boy, there's a lot. I mean, there's just depends on what you want to do. There's injectors and
thermometer.
Thermometer. Those are big. We have a couple of nice thermometers. I have one that. You know, we have the digital ones, of course, and, you know, we got thermometers from $5 up to $85, depending on what you're trying to obtain. But there's a good one that I like to use. I still use it at home. Got a rubber bezel on it. You put it in there. You know, you stick it in the meat, and it kind of dials up. And it's nice. And there's other ones out there that will tell you, okay, this range is for beef. This range is for chickens. Kind of helps people that are new to the grilling game, or, you know, maybe not, don't know the temperatures of when to take meat off.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important. And to me, the most important thing is a couple of things is the thermometer, and gloves. If you're not, I mean, I hardly use them anymore because my hands are just used to the heat, you know?
Right. See, I used to be a cook, so
yeah,
I have no feeling left.
Yeah. It's just, you know, there's no hair on the top of your hands or anything like that. But also, a good set of tongs, or two, those to me are the most important, and maybe a good cutting board when you're pulling the stuff off, if whether you're going to let it rest there or whether you're going to wrap it and throw it in a cooler or whatever you're doing. Those are to me kind of the most important.
Yeah, we have tools. We have some pans. We brought it in about 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Some nice pans and restaurant quality stuff that we use a lot at the shop ourselves. So,
all right, you ready to play some lightning round?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're gonna get this. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, Curly Schumacher, Hometown Hearth and Grills. What is your favorite seafood to barbecue or smoke?
Shrimp.
Okay. Toughest skill for a beginner barbecuer to learn?
Smoking with charcoal.
Smoking with
temperatures.
What was the toughest barbecue skill for you to learn to master?
I would say the bite through skin on chicken.
Hear that, Derek? Okay. Well, how long did it take you to learn not to peek under the lid?
Not too long. I mean, I came from a cooking background, so.
Yeah.
Don't let the heat out.
Don't let the heat out. Yeah. When you're slinging hash on a line, you got to make things keep moving.
Right.
You know, like that. Which of these... would you rather barbecue a Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, a Christmas goose, or the Easter bunny?
Turkey.
You wouldn't want to do the bunny?
Crossed with the bunny. I like rabbit.
We've not had anybody make the bunny their first choice. Did you know that? What is the best day of activities contain for you, Curly? I mean, what if you, away from work, what can you do?
It'd be either hunting or motorcycle riding.
There you go. Do you have a favorite barbecue book?
I do. It'd be the Smoke Cookbook made by Weber.
Okay. We just had Jamie Proviance on last week, who just, his new Weber book came out.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was good. Worst concert you ever went to or that you can remember?
Oh, boy. I don't remember. I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank. Foggy back there?
Yeah.
Foggy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill?
Used it for a fire pit.
Really? Did you do that?
I have.
Oh, no, but I mean, okay. Well, moving on.
In my younger years, I have.
In your younger years, okay. We've asked you this before, but liquid smoke should be used for fill in the blank.
Nothing.
Nothing, okay. If you were declared supreme ruler for barbecue for a week, what would you decree?
Charcoal. Charcoal only.
Charcoal only. See, other guys are like gas only and pellets only, and I think there's room for everybody. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
In the mountains.
In the mountains. For someone new to barbecue and grilling, what would you recommend for them? First thing you would recommend for them?
A good cookbook, and just go out there and try.
Okay, last question. Is there anybody you've ever met that actually should not be grilling or barbecuing?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Oh, no. You got ex-spouses don't count. But
oh, no. Yeah, there's people out there that you're wondering, wow. Did I just hear that right?
Yeah. Well, you got to check on that. They actually have the rabbit in their pocket.
Right.
You know, they're ready to go there. Well, I think he passed, don't you, David?
Yep.
I think he passed there. So, we got a couple, 3 minutes left or so in this segment. Tell us about the new Weber kettle grill that I saw that's not your normal kettle grill.
Yeah, Weber came out with, they call it the Summit Charcoal. It is a hybrid. It's a cross between a Weber kettle, like a, you know, conventional charcoal kettle, and a Komodo egg, like a big green egg or the black olive.
Black olive.
There's a lot of different eggs out there, or Komodo-style eggs that are ceramic. Weber came out with the Summit Charcoal, great barbecue. We're going to be demoing it at our shop every weekend for the next, you know, probably month.
14 years.
Well, that too. Yeah. Well, maybe one. might come up missing. But, yeah, no, it's a great grill. They did a lot of R&D work on it. There's pros and cons to each category, whether it's a Komodo or a metal. It is a metal grill, but it's pretty slick. I mean, it's kind of forgiving. It's less forgiving on temperatures. If you get it too hot, you can actually get it to cool come off. Down. Where on a ceramic Komodo style, you get it too hot, it takes hours and hours for it to get low because that ceramic retains its heat. It's a double-lined air-cooled machine.
So okay.
It's pretty slick.
Very good. And they can get those at Hometown Hearth and Grill.
Yeah, there's only a few people in the Portland metro area that even carry them. Weber kind of hand-picked who was going to stock them.
Who's going to get them? Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a few minutes, or a couple minutes, or 3 minutes, whatever long time this break is. You're on Barbecue Nation. But do I have time to tell them about Bear Mountain? Okay. More barbecue enthusiasts choose Bear Mountain pellets than any other brand of pellets. And the reason why is because of the way they're made. It's got all the pressure and all the natural woods, and they're put together with no glues, no adhesives. They carry it right over there at Curly Store, at Hometown Hearth and Grill. And I use them myself. And they're clean burning. There's very little ash in your pellets, and they're a great product. That's Bear Mountain Forest products. Any flavor you want.
Yeah, they're great pellets. I've been using them for years myself.
There you go. We'll be back.
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
I soaked the label off.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on KXL. High above the city of Portland on the sixth floor of the our studio broadcast center in the PacWest building, and also on the Radio Northwest Network. One of the things I was going to tell people, I'm going to be making a tour a little later this year to all of our affiliates, get in my little car and go see them all. So when I'm in, you know, Eugene or Enterprise or Medford, Coos Bay, whatever, I'll be there knocking on your door saying hello to you. We're back on the show, wrapping up this week's show. We've got Curly Schumacher here from Hometown Hearth and Grill. They've got a new store out on, what is it, 182nd in Division?
Yeah, 181st in Division.
It's kind of in between the two, isn't it?
It's right there. I mean, if you're a block down the road, it's 181st. Block up is 182nd. So,
yeah,
but it's the same street. It just moves.
Same street. So what do you want for Father's Day?
That's where I'm going riding. That's all I said.
That's going that's riding.
It. Let's get on the bikes and go for a ride.
I thought maybe you had something special kind of in the background.
That's about it.
That's about it? Okay.
Pretty easy going.
A couple brewskis?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when we're done riding.
When you're done riding. No, safety first. Always safety first.
That's right.
That's our motto here, isn't it, David?
You know it.
Safety first. One more time, you can email us at Barbecue Nation. That's the letters, BBQNation@KXL.com, and also recipes. You can spell that for yourself at KXL.com, and our Facebook page.
Barbecue Nation with JT. Same thing there, and swing by and give us a like.
Let's do that. And we've got a couple of things coming up here. Next week on the show, we're going to be talking competitive eating. And no, it's not at an all-you-can-eat buffet, because I've seen some competitive eaters, what I would call there, when I've gone to those places. I don't go to those places very often, but when I have, I've seen them. They look pretty competitive to me. These are some of the world champs from the Nathan's contest coming up on the 4th of July.
It's always a big one.
It's a big one. Yeah, I actually worked a show a few years ago, well, like two shows, actually, with Joey Chestnut on that.
Yep.
And you ever see somebody's stomach expand like that? It's like alien, ooh, but it's made with hot dogs.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
It's amazing, but it's freaky. I was telling David on the phone last night when we were talking about the show, I said, that's the one thing I can deal with, blood and guts and everything else. That kind of just like, wow, that blew my mind. Anyway, we've got a couple of things coming up here. If you're a KCB, Kansas City Barbecue Society fan, we've got the 23rd Annual Colorado Barbecue Challenge in Frisco, Colorado. And we've got the Barberville Barbecue Cook-Off and Festival in Barberville, Kentucky. You ever been to Barberville, Kentucky?
Have not been to Kentucky.
I have been to Kentucky many times, and it's kind of cool. Almost Heaven Barbecue Bash in Buchanan, West Virginia. And also, I always like these, Peak City Pig Fest in Apex, North Carolina. Say that three times.
That's a good name.
Yeah. So if you're going to be traveling this weekend on Father's Day, you might want to get that. Or the Hog and Steer Barbecue Competition and Festival in Okanukawako. I'm not kidding, Wisconsin. Say that three times,
yeah,
along with your other ones there. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about, the competitive eating next week. David, what are you doing for Father's Day?
Like I said earlier, whatever I want. So probably going to go see a movie, take a nap,
whoa,
you know, lounge about.
Got the couch, got the remote.
Yep. No one can tell me what I can and can't watch. They have to watch whatever Dad wants.
You know, I've noticed one thing, though, about Father's Day. It always starts pretty good about 8 o'clock Sunday morning like that. And it goes to pretty good to about maybe 4 to 6. But by 8 o'clock Sunday night, they've had enough of that stuff. Father's Day.
It's over.
It's over. It's over. Mother's Day can go for 4 days.
A week.
It can go for a week. And I try to make it a whole weekend for Mother's Day. But I noticed that Father's Day has a very short timeline. Why is that?
They got to put up with us.
Okay. They've got to put up with us. Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Curly, for being on the show again. And folks,
yeah, thanks for having me.
See the new Weber Grill out at Hometown Hearth and Grill on 181st in Division. We've got McGarian on deck, Bushlax in the hole. And remember, do this for me. If you do one thing with your barbecue, turn it, don't burn it. All right? Check my stuff out at cowboycook.com, and I will see you next week on The Nation. Here's the king, George Jones.
I pull the head off Elvis, fill Fred up to his pelvis, yabba dabba doo.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is produced and tolerated by David Shurtleff in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a two-minute flameout. See you next week.
The conversation finally turned.